Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hardman Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Dalrymple, and welcome to this week's Hardman Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. Coming up this week, we look at a Manx beekeeper travelling the world. We also look at a charity that is combating loneliness in the community and ask, just who is Mo from Ramsey? To try and give you a taste of this and some of the other news that has been hitting our headlines in print and, of course, online at iomtoday.co.im, I'm joined by Newshound's Jess Ward.
Hello.
And Sam Turton.
Hello.
Plus Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
So, chaps, how are we this week?
Yeah, not so bad.
Good. Oh. It's Valentine's Day. We're recording it a bit early today because the producer Emma's been cheeky and taking a day off tomorrow. So, and she's punching me now, so I'm not going to reveal that I'm also off tomorrow. That's why we're having an earlier podcast this week. Jess, now, has the postal strike affected you at all?
Yeah, I haven't got my 50 so letters yet. Love letters from my...
from your stalker?
No, well, I don't do anything Valentine's night way, so...
Katie, any plans tonight, you know, obviously, Valentine's night?
I'm actually having a night with my mum and dad.
Oh, nice.
So,
oh,
that's cute.
Yeah.
What's your plans?
Slightly depressing, but yeah, cute. Cute's a way to put in it, yep.
Big special tea?
Yep, special tea.
What are you having?
A bit of wine.
Lemon steak.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah.
Which cut? Put,
yeah.
Oh, I want to say sirloin.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Is it from a Manx butcher?
It's always from a Manx butcher.
Did you get it in a car park?
It's from the car park.
Of course it is.
Yep.
Sam, big plans tonight?
No, just my usual Thursday. Watch Question Time.
Oh, it's Question Time.
Europa mate. League's back tonight, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch Arsenal play someone. I saw this. That was very funny. It described that the team they're playing tonight, which is Bat Borisov from Belarusia, described it as a Wi-Fi password. So that's a treat for you little sports fans. Right, so as to quote famous source raconteur Lloyd Grossman, it's time to deliberate, cogitate and digest this week's news. Starting off, Sam, with something that we all do, I'd say, a lot, which is copy and pasting.
Well, we don't in the papers.
Well, no. I do. I mean, if you look at my football reports, essentially the same one, just insert team name here.
Well,
yeah. You know, it's a secret. Oh, God, that's a secret of the trade I've revealed there.
But, that slip.
Yeah, but we all copy and paste a bit, don't we? You know, but maybe the health service shouldn't be doing it for one of their major policy plans, maybe?
No, the island... this is probably my favourite story I've ever done at the paper so far. Because
really?
This is just... It is just priceless.
Okay, go on then.
It's the integrated care strategy, and over half of the document has been copy and pasted from Wigan Council.
Well, was it a particularly good... strategy in the first place?
Well, we don't know. It hasn't been fully implemented and we don't know the results of it.
Okay. So when did Wigan come up with it then?
They came up with it in 2004 and it was sort of fully written up a couple of years, in the years, sort of a couple of years either side of that. And but it's just brilliant because at the back of it, they give special thanks to Wigan Council.
The Allemandu, of course.
The Allemandu, of course, yeah. And it was brought up in a committee this week. It's a public accounts committee and... they questioned why so much of it was a copy and paste job and whether that was acceptable or not.
So this was led by Ewan Martinson, wasn't it, Speaker of the
House
of Keys? He was sort of very vocal in his criticism. In fact, now, go on, hit us with the percentage. How much of it was copy and pasted?
He had staff work out it was over 50% of this was copy and pasted.
Yeah.
And this isn't just like parts of it, it's like the contents page was copy and pasted. Like the names of the different sections were just copy and pasted.
Yeah.
And of course, the one which is... grab the headlines is the changing of the stories to reflect personalised Manx examples of health problems.
Yeah, so in the Wigan, they were saying how they would tackle certain issues with an example of someone that already has that issue or would be affected by that thing, wouldn't it? So go on then, hit us with the example.
So there's a couple of them, but my favourite one is Jim, who's 69, lives alone and has mobility problems. He relies on his scooter to go into town to do his shopping. Sometimes Jim has problems breathing. Sounds very similar to the story of Muhammad who lives in Ramsey.
So Jim was from Lee, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so Lee, obviously near Wigan, Greater Manchester, and has very similar issues to Muhammad from Ramsey.
Almost identical, in fact. And then you have Ewan and Ruth, mm-hmm. who live in Port Erin. They have very similar problems to a couple in Wigan as well. You have Rita, who lives alone and has no family, who is socially isolated and frequently attends A&E, who sounds surprisingly familiar to Vorry.
Vorry? Good Manx name.
Mm.
Yeah.
And where's Vorry from, hypothetically?
you shouldn't have asked that because they actually gave her location to not reveal her identity as an elderly person living alone.
Oh, fair enough. Well, there you go. So, is there anything really that bad with copying and pasting it?
Well, there's certain highlights, like how there's a section here about avoiding repetition.
Okay.
And only having to tell you people things once. But the big part about this is really that they said this reflects a consultation they did with people in the south and the west of the island, and it quite clearly doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, so in that instance, they may have fabricated the truth slightly.
Well, they haven't. Yeah, they've copy and pasted it.
Yeah. Okay, so there's loads more of this on the Indie This Week on page 3, including a tremendous graphic which shows how copy and pasted this was, doesn't it, Sam?
Absolutely, yeah. Right down to the base details of this individual story, and so much else in this document is just unbelievable.
So, just before we move on, Department of Health said anything?
Well, we had this off the. This come from the Chief Executive and the Deputy Chief Executive, who are in the committee yesterday. That's Malcolm Couch and Michaela Morris. And they're going to be. They've based. She said she was the original author of it, and then they changed that as the committee here and went on to reflect that it was slightly. What was the word they used? It was very similar to Wigan's. and based on the Wigan document, in fact, but it was discredited by the Speaker, Jim Watson, as not for the people of the Isle of Man, and he called it deceiving. But we've asked for a comment from the Health Minister, and we hope to have that in the Examiner next Tuesday.
And will it get to the point where they're going to have to just go back to the drawing board and start again on this one? Or?
Well, interestingly, it hasn't actually been before Tim Ward yet.
Right.
They have the parameters around this has been to Tim Ward, and the idea has been accepted as doing it. They just haven't actually taken this document yet. But the department has published it. So we'll see what happens with that going forward, because I don't think this is just going to go away very quickly.
No. So, as Sam said, most of that story was, all that story was in this week's Indie, and hopefully be a bit more in next week's Examiner, which will be hitting the shelves on Tuesday morning, all being well. Jess, now I was looking at this lovely feature you did this on a Live at Home charity. Now, Vori from We Can't Say Where would be probably interested in this, because if she's at home and alone,
similar situation.
Live at Home, it's a lovely charity. Explain what they do, isn't it?
So this is a charity. It's run by around 300 volunteers who look after about 600 elderly residents across the Isle of Man, and they basically make sure that these elderly people are having regular contact with their friends and taking them out for little lunch outings. Mm. And also for some of the members that I spoke to, they said, you know, they rely on this service so much, especially if they don't have a car or they've had their licenses taken off them, because they haven't seen like another part of the Isle of Man in so long. Mm-hmm. So it's really good for them to be able to take those trips out.
So the example you was on Wednesday. They went up to Ramsey, didn't they, into the park?
Yeah, they did. So there were about 16 of them went up to Ramsey. I was just speaking to them. But the charity at the moment is running a Let's Beat Loneliness campaign. Mm-hmm. And they're encouraging people to use hashtags Beat Loneliness, hashtag Keep Talking, Keep Listening, Keep Visiting. And they're also asking people to kind of be more active in supporting these elderly people, whether that's fundraising for the charity or volunteering for it, or even just like having a little cuppa with
your neighbour.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was quite, as I read some of the comments from the charity themselves, and they said, obviously, when you're on your own, it can affect your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do feel down. And I think some of the examples were given, obviously, Christmas and Easter and stuff like
that. Yeah, that's it. And especially if they've lost their partner. In England, there was a survey where 76% of GPs said 1 to 5 patients come in a day just because they're lonely.
Yeah.
They want that contact, and
wow,
that's kind of the only contact that they can get. So if anybody is feeling kind of inspired to do something, they can contact jackie.bradson@liveathome.im.
And of course, as people keep telling me, we are in an ageing population, so this problem is probably going to get worse.
Get worse, absolutely.
A tremendous cause, and there's more on that in this week's Indie, including a lovely picture of them tucking into their fish and chips.
It's all very sweet.
Right, next, you've been pounding the streets as always. Yes.
As ever.
Yes.
It's my thing.
Did you see this last week's Fox Pop, where we should jargonise that, where you go out and ask people their opinion on a subject or a news story.
So public opinion.
So last week's was the belter, wasn't it? It was Manx Meat.
Oh, it was amazing.
Last week's. But this
so many innuendos, you have to read it.
Yeah, you have to read it. I'm sure it's still available. But this week's was on Brexit. It's a bit of a dry, yeah, but in particular, stockpiling for Brexit.
Yeah, so we went out, asked people if they were stuck in their pantries with pasta and food that will last about 6 months. A lot of people said, no, it's just a whole load of like scaremongering, and people just don't understand it, so that's why they're getting all scared. But actually, and I was pretty impressed, we managed to find a Brexit prepper.
Wow.
And he has been stockpiling his freezers and cupboards for 6 months.
Flipping heck.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
prepping.
Yeah.
He's pretty serious about it.
Right.
Is he just food? He's just prepping food?
Yes. So at the moment, getting, like, it's medical food. Supplies? I think he's got, he said, like, paracetamol, little things like that.
So, well, Sam, have you done any Brexit preparations?
I've got a load of free Bentos pies in.
Oh.
They're really handy, actually.
Cool. Well, I got a couple of them for Secret Santa work, so I'll keep them. Do that for that. Maybe on, when's, what's the date? Ben's deadline day? March
29th.
It's the, I've got
March
it here.
March
29th? No, yeah, at 11 p.m. You know, so, specifics.
But that's when we come away at that point.
Yeah, at the minute, yeah, that's when we're going to come out.
So that's when we start the price, this is when people will start looting and, you know, the shops will shut and, you know, there'll
windows
be no bread.
Will be smashed.
There'll be no bread and no boat and, you know, that's when Armageddon's coming, 29th of March, is that right?
That's all just Remainer scaring and everything else that people say about people like me who voted. No, I think it'll be fine.
But I think one of the questions that this prepper was asking is, how sufficient are we as an island? And so I was having to think about it. We've got, like, loads of dairy products, don't we? We've got milk, we've got eggs, we've got...
Bread.
Laxiflower, the bread. Yeah, bread. I can't forget the bread.
I will definitely be sending my dad to my meat truck before we leave Brexit, just to make sure I'm stocked up on meat in the freezer.
Do you have a big chest freezer somewhere that you can, like, put all this in?
Do you think probably sales of chest freezers have gone through the roof?
Yeah, I bet maybe.
There's been none on Isle of Man Buy or Sell on Facebook.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the one in the UK about the English NHS? They own more fridges than anything else in the world.
Really?
So there's no company or any organisation that owns more fridges.
Because they have them in a big warehouse?
I don't know. I've been, to be honest with you, it has been bothering me for a little while where they keep them.
You'd have to keep that quite cool as well, because there'd be a lot of... Oh, that's
so
there's so many
about.
Problems.
So.
Yeah.
Andy, so are you going to use this as an extra excuse to go and visit your favourite butchers?
Well, I went to the butchers today. I haven't asked him about Brexit. I suppose you should, really, shouldn't I?
You should make polite conversation with
him.
Yeah,
I should.
Since
well,
your friends
we
know.
Do. But he...
Hi, Andy. Happy birthday, mate. From the butchers on the terrace.
Oh, my God.
Look forward to seeing you coming and getting pepper chicken soup.
That's amazing. That is... Oh, my God. See, the scary thing is, I came in just after that was recorded. It's no wonder he looked a bit sheepish. He shot out the back. I thought it was something I said. But oh, wow.
That is incredible.
I know, but that's like a celebrity sort of saying something. You know, when Nigel said, hello, my man for Nigel, and you got a bit fanboy about it last week.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like that with the butcher. Life goals. That. You could get that on a card. So when it, that'd be
it's your birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
How old are you?
we're talking about meat.
I'm concerned about like pet food and that. Cause,
do you eat a lot of it?
I've got two cats.
Oh, okay.
So like,
and that makes more sense.
And between them, they are like little machines. They do just constantly eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite concerned about that, really. Cause
where's the meat? Where's the cat meat? not the cat meat, but the
could they not just like hunt for long tails?
No, they don't. They're old now. They're
not going to refer
pest control.
They're like approaching their late teens. They're not going out hunting.
So do they leave the house?
They do occasionally during the summer, but they're not much interested in it in the winter.
They'll just eat their least favourite member of your family first.
That's a good show,
once their food runs out.
Be you, Sam.
That's you.
No, I'm alright. The little psycho one likes me, I'm fine.
Little psycho.
So what happens then? Where does the meat? Where does your pet food come from? Is that what? Why would that be a problem with Brexit?
Because everything else is going to be.
Is this huge? Just jump. This is classic Remainer talk, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Right. Well,
we've got preppers in the office.
Is preppers a term?
Yeah, preppers.
Preppers who have got a special Brexit box.
Well, without naming names, how many people in the office are prepping?
Well, I know for a fact producer Emma is thinking of setting up a side business for her prepping things.
Oh, right. Like racketeering.
Yeah, I think she's really going to profit from.
Oh, right. She'll be there with she'll be there with a rounder's back, won't she, when the 1st of April?
There's nails coming out of it.
Yeah. Do you want what's she stocking?
She's stocking up on paper lanterns. Because we all know Brexit is really going to hit the paper lantern market hard.
Maybe.
Should be like the Al Capone of like middle class parties.
That's why she always sits with her back to walls. He was coming for her.
Oh right, so paper lanterns. Odd. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that information, to be honest, Kate. Who else?
Well,
is...
you'll know who to get your paper lanterns from in the future.
It's a good point. Who else is stockpiling in? Without giving specifics, what are they stockpiling?
Any stationery.
I've got quite the stockpile of stationery.
Do you think? I think that's something that could be affected by Brexit.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you reckon? Because I can really up my game.
You've only got a month and a bit, 6 weeks.
Get cracking.
Yeah. There's payday tomorrow.
Talking of payday, Sam, can we expect an impulse buy to discuss on next week's podcast?
Yeah, next week. It's budget next week, isn't it?
It is, but I was thinking more about... We'll talk about the budget special a bit later on, but I was talking about more Sam's impulse buy of the week.
Yeah, like your mug, your tea towel.
I'm going to find something epic. And I think I'm going to go somewhere different this week. So down Port Erin tomorrow with the dairy farmers, down Cool Brothers.
Oh.
And I think I'm going to try one of the charity shops down on there.
So is this the feature that
I'm going farming.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Are you going to bring your jug?
I don't know. I might be.
You're going to milk into the jug.
To be honest with you, I'm already quite... I'm a bit worried about it because I'm going to turn up with my clean wellies. And you know,
oh,
well,
you buy some this week?
Yeah, I bought some a few weeks ago.
It's better than your Dunlop Martins, isn't it?
Well, that's the point. I nearly lost them in Ramsey. I don't know what mate they are, to be honest.
Dunlop's decent one. 10 quid. Used car tyres.
Is it? Do you really need a solid branded welly? Is this something that he's going to be judged on?
I feel, yeah, in farming circles, yeah, definitely.
You're going to be the talk of the town.
It's better if you can have steel cap gumboots, well, Wellingtons or whatever you call them over here.
Let's not go down that road again.
Are you wearing your cap?
Yeah.
Right, fantastic.
I'm not taking my coat though.
I'm hoping and praying there's a photographer going with you tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
John Madrill.
The legend is back from the
dead. Oh
yes, bye for now.
Manx photography and farming legend John Madrill is back.
So there will be a lunch stop, even if you're all going at first thing in the morning. There will be a lunch stop.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I think we need to. Are you going to go and get some audio?
Yes, we're going to.
I want a cow going.
We're going to have a bit of a chat.
A lot better than that.
June down on the farm and with the cows hopefully.
So we'll have that next week's. It's going to be an absolute bumper edition next week. Budgets and
cows.
Yeah. Budgets and bovine.
Budgets and bovine. Nice.
There we go.
Catchy.
Up there for thinking, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
Right, moving on. Staying with animals to a certain degree. Jess, bees. Bees in East Africa, something I'd never thought I'd talk about on a podcast, but go on.
Especially with the Manx connection.
Yeah.
So we've got a resident beekeeper, Harry Owens, who's in his 80s, and he's going to be taking a little trip to Burundi in Africa.
Sorry, where?
Burundi.
Burundi.
Is that how you say it?
Burundi.
Burundi? Who knows? So he's going to be teaching the locals how to... kind of look after their bees in a sustainable manner, and he's going to teach them how to make protective bee suits and how to recycle bees' wax, and just so that, and actually that way it's going to help them not only feed themselves, but they're actually going to be able to sell that for profit as well. So
that's amazing. So I read the story. It's on. It was Bee Spectacular in the India on Friday, Thursday, wasn't it?
There was a lot of bee stories.
Page 15 is just awash with bee stories. Including this story, as you mentioned, about Harry going octogenarian. Harry, I thought, fair play, but he was meant to go last year, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, but the Burundi or Burundi government was not allowing any non-governmental organisations into the country for some strange reason. But now they've let that pass, and he's going to go over.
Well, I look forward to hearing how we get on.
It's safe for him, isn't it? Like they weren't not allowing.
I think it was
people
just
in before for a safety matter.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think it was just something strange about just charities and in particular.
Okay. But it's been a good week for the island's beekeeping community.
It has, yes. So the Isle of Man Beekeepers Federation has opened up their kind of hub for education.
Hive.
They're Hive. Yeah, nice one. So they're going to be giving workshops to educate the public on how valuable bees are to the Isle of Man and to the world. I think a third of the food produced in the Isle of Man is all down to bee pollination or something ridiculous like that.
Now, we're getting to the very fact-heavy section of the podcast, but give me a tremendous fact about Manx bees, because I know there's something. 2015, go on. You're looking at me blankly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go on, Sam's got his hand up, go on.
So in 2015, this is the disease thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Varroa?
Manx bees.
Varroa?
Hi, Varroa.
Yeah. Manx bees are completely free from it. That's why it's illegal to import bees into the Isle of Man, is because of this.
They have to be very careful with the equipment they bring in over. They have to either buy it new or it has to be really, really thoroughly cleaned.
And Harry and a friend of his last year, I remember interviewing, they took Manx bees across and they were sent up to the Shetland Islands.
Wow. Because
their bees were dying out. Yeah. And Manx bees, because like the weather we have here is very, it's quite cold for what bees would normally be used to. So they suited the temperature. So they took Manx bees from here and they went up to Shetland, and it's all because we have this disease-free bee.
Yeah. Fantastic.
But that's not the only issue, because there is still a concern that this Varroa virus could come over. But there's also Asian hornets that have been sighted, especially around Europe, but also
are these
in...
real? Because it sounds like something the Daily Mail would tell us.
No, they are coming. They
are
real. Yeah. And they kill a lot of the bee population, and they've been sighted in the UK. So there is a concern that they could possibly come over to the Isle of Man.
So what you're saying, though... Well, just to summarise, Manx bees are the best in the world.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's what a lovely way to end that segment. Sports story of the week, talking of the best, is Joe Reid. I don't know if you saw in the back of the Examiner this week, he won the British 800 metres indoor title.
Yes, absolutely.
How quick can you do 800 metres, Jess?
Not quick enough.
Joe can. He was actually finished second in his race in Birmingham at the weekend, but because the person in front of him did a bit of elbowing, I believe, a bit of contact.
Ooh.
Right, I may be doing it as a disservice with elbow, though there was definitely contact, so he was disqualified, promoting Joe to the gold medal. Joe races again this weekend on Saturday afternoon. You can see him live on BBC One, for those of you with a television.
Nice.
He will be running about 3:22. Full details in this week's Manx Independent. He's running in the Muller, as in the yogurt.
The yogurt.
Nice. Championships in Birmingham. He's aiming to try and get under the 140 something barrier, and that will, I should probably know that, but he's aiming to get under so he can get into the European Championships, which are in Glasgow in March.
Yeah. So, as a sport reporter, is it quite nice to kind of follow these athletes in their progress?
Is Joe, I used to play 5-7 aside with Joe when he was 14, so now to see him actually,
because he's 23 now, isn't he?
Yeah. To see him running against, you know, on the television and stuff, is quite nice. And he was flipping quick back then, so he's obviously, as I say, I'm putting it all down to those cold Tuesday nights he played playing football on the AstroTurf at St John's, which I'm sure will be a suitable chapter in his autobiography when he's rich and famous. Sam, this week in history, we travel back to the 50s once more, don't we? A Valentine's special, nonetheless.
Absolutely. I've gone under the TARDIS this week. I've gone off the DeLorean.
Have you?
Yeah, I've changed my vehicle up.
New tyres.
Yeah.
The Isle of Man Weekly Times.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, the 14th of February, 1958. Just clarify, none of us were born when this happened. Go on then, hit me with the lead story from...
It was the opening of Peel's new town hall.
Exciting times. There's a lovely picture of people in long coats. Because it must
almost
have been
looks
a bit
like wearing a fur coat.
I wonder. I wonder if it is.
A lovely hat as well.
The front page, I'm going to say it. Obviously, it was, you know, a fellow journalist put it together. But it's an absolute abomination. It doesn't look particularly aesthetically pleasing at all,
no,
does it?
It's all over the show.
It is all over the show. There must be, I'd say, a dozen stories on that front page.
Yeah.
There's really no way of knowing.
And there's stories there that aren't that newsworthy for the front page as well. Like, there's a wedding photo.
I like the wedding photo.
Front page, is it? I mean, it wouldn't be today. It wouldn't be classified as that.
Who's is it? Mr. James Herbert and Miss Elsie Elizabeth Betty Kermode.
Herbert and Betty is such a kind of...
And they got married.
They're definitely that time zone kind of names.
At Finch Hill.
church.
So congratulations to them.
I got really excited because it said that the Kennedys had been invited.
Yeah. I read
I thought I
got very excited.
So this follows up with the story we did a couple of weeks ago. It was on the front page of the paper again in the '50s. It was was it 54 when the Queen came to visit? And it was the announcement of the Queen coming to visit later in the year. Again, I was with Sam. I saw the headline, "The Kennedys invited here." Thought flipping out.
I did too.
But it wasn't, was it, Sam? Not the ones we're thinking of.
It was the Kennedys from the British Liberal Party.
Yeah, Ludovic, who contested the Rochdale by-election in the Liberal interests. It doesn't actually say whether he was even successful. So there you go. But there's some other cracking stories. What else we got this week? A driver fined £30 on drink charge. Advocate clerk's license suspended. You think you'd know better, wouldn't you? Two Douglas by-elections. Did you see that? RF Quayle is the new alderman. Councillor Rowell resigns.
You got Quayside workers get a wage rise.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks holiday with pay.
Oof.
Lucky, yeah.
Someone's doing well. What else? Technical KO. Well, that's it. It looks like another committee Douglas Corporation story. Yeah.
Councillor in there.
There's two sad stories on the front of the page. Did you see this about the poor lady from Ramsey who was at that point living in Oxford?
Shocking story.
And her 14-month-year-old son was killed in their caravan when their stove exploded.
Mm.
But the way it's reported is quite... Did you read it, Jess?
Yeah.
It gives you the full address of the her parents, because obviously she's in Oxford.
And gives their names.
Their names from Ramsey. And their comments, which one was included from Mr. Her dad,
Surridge.
Say... was unable to give our reporter any details of the accident, but stated that Miss Hazard and her 3-month-old baby son were both doing well after being discharged from hospital. So that's her other son. So, but yeah,
she's only 21 as well, so she's quite young.
Yeah, very young. And then the other story, again, about her death, was about, did she, a 78-year-old Mr. George Neville Gleaves, formerly of Douglas, who was an engineer at the powerhouse at Medicine Hat,
it looks
in
like
Canada
hat.
For 33 years, and he has died. So it's funny, we did a story on one of the previous podcasts about the guy that was going out to the Indian powerhouse.
I mean, yeah, you look at that. He went out to Canada in 1910.
Yeah.
And married a Canadian girl. And you look at it, you go, it's just, it's incredible how even then, Manx people were getting all around the world.
Mm. Yeses everywhere. talking of yeses. Oh, no, before we go on to the Manx word, we have a Manx history fact of the week from Sam.
Factoids.
Absolutely.
86 years ago today was the first female member of the House of Keys was sworn in, Mrs. Marion Shimmin. She won the Peel by-election after the death of her husband. She actually comes to Ireland, she was born in Cheshire, comes to Ireland in about 1900, not entirely sure on that. But it's the great comment in the Peel City Guardian at the time, who described her as more able than most members in the House currently.
Wow.
And she served right and through to her death until 1942. She was a member of the Manx Labour Party, and she was celebrated for work towards the poor of the island. So I think that's something that we should definitely know.
Yeah, Marion Shimmin. Have we got a picture of her anywhere?
We do, yes.
Yeah,
we'll put a picture on her.
We'll put that on across our social media, at IOM News Podcast on Instagram, and of course on Twitter. Right, Katie, Manx word of the week. Now, last week, I thought we got a bit made in Chelsea, didn't I?
Yeah.
When we went, way! well, I actually got that completely wrong. It was way, wasn't it? Way! It was more of a way than a way.
Oh, was it? It was more of a bwee.
Bwee.
It's kind of like a child trying to say brie, but just can't make it.
Bwee.
Bwee. Yeah.
So we had bwee.
Yep, which means yellow.
Of course, because we're all dressed
because
in yellow.
Because we're for yellow day.
Yeah, and there was a lovely picture on our social media last week with us in our various regalia, including my 1998 World Cup top, Jamaican World Cup top.
That's older.
Which is nearly the same, age as Grace. And so, yeah, that's...
Depressing, right?
Very depressing. but this week, then...
I'm sorry, this is a really difficult one to pronounce. Yeah. And I've listened to the audio from Culture Vannon hundreds of times today, and I thought I'd finally mastered how to say it, and now I can't remember. But I think it sounds like Toshigtari.
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 I like how when you've written how to say it phonetically, you've put, it has a lot of...
Yeah.
It does.
does. When you listen to the audio, it does. It says like Toshach Tari.
Right.
Toshach Tari. Yeah.
So we'll let's have a listen to see how it should be said.
Wait. Sam needs to say it.
Come on,
Sam.
I always try and skip this. You always make me do it.
Because you always go very Germanic.
Toshach Tari.
That's better.
I think that does sound like the audio, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll have a listen and you can make your own decision now.
Toshach Tari.
Right, so that's Manx Language Butchered for another week. please tune in next week to find out what Toshach Tari, we think, that's what I think it sounds like, means.
What do you guess it means? Does anyone have any guesses on what that word is?
Toshach Tari.
It's not like... It's something to do with what we've just discussed today. Is it something to do with Week in History?
Kind of, yeah.
Week in History?
Kind of.
Yeah, sort of.
I think I know what it is, but I'm going to say it's about the Peel Town Hall.
Is it wedding?
No.
No.
Get there quicker, you two.
I don't know.
Could it be happy birthday?
For your birthday?
Oh. Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh. I should have done that.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is annoying.
That's awkward.
It's not even Valentine's Day, because that, I think, is just Valentine.
Well, we'll find out what it is after
this is
all.
Really frustrating me. Okay, I'll just have to wait.
You'll have to tune in next week.
I will have to be patient.
You'll have to tune in next week, Jess.
Okay, I'll do that.
Talking of next week, we have Ashley Parry from the Treasury joining me next week to talk through the budget, which is revealed on Tuesday. So if you've got any questions to ask Ashley, please do let us know on Instagram and Twitter at IOM News Podcast. I will put the best ones through to him and he can answer from the Treasury's point of view. So that's in next week's podcast. It's a bit of a budget special next week. There's the budget coverage in Examiner, Sam, I presume?
No, it'll be the preview in the Examiner and the coverage in the Independent.
Independent. And then I think there's a Courier special in the Courier as well. A Courier special? A Treasury special in the Courier. Because every Courier is a special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else to look forward to next week, Jess?
So I've done my Vox Pop, my public opinion piece, and this week it's looking at cyberbullying, and we're just asking people what could be done to solve issues in schools, really, and for parents, do they have any concerns about it? So
that's in Tuesday's Examiner?
Tuesday, the Examiner.
Katie, anything interesting happening in the world of distribution this week?
Every day is interesting in the world of
distribution. Well, it is when you work with producer Emma.
It is. But no, we're working tirelessly to make sure the couriers get to your house on Friday.
If anyone feeling like New Year, New Me, want to do a bit of exercise, maybe do a courier round, how's the best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can get in touch with us at the distribution department. Mm-hmm. Just give us a ring on 695-695 and ask for Katie or Emma or Kurt or Bev, and we'll be happy to help.
Just throw a name out and I'm sure someone will
chances
reply.
Are there's one of us working here.
Sam, obviously we've got the dairy special next week, but anything else?
I think my highlight for next week will probably be the Health Minister's response to the Wigan copy and paste job.
Copy and paste job, yeah. Control C, Control V. Right, on that bombshell, you remember you can contact us throughout the week at IOM News Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. It'd be nice to get a bit of feedback, wouldn't it?
We have some comments.
Yes, if you're enjoying the podcast, if you think it's a load of rubbish, if you'd rather... Well, Katie's just pulled the face, but we're open to it. It's a free country.
It is.
Until the 29th of March.
Freedom of speech,
Until the 29th of March.
That's when martial law will be invoked.
Yeah.
But up until that point, let us know if you've enjoyed the podcast. If there's any particular highlights so far.
I've just remembered who's in charge of the army reserves.
Oh, God. All right.
Don't go down that
on
street.
That bombshell, quite literally. Until next week.
Bye for now.